Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Live from the Signal Media Studios, it's the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report with Fitz Hill. This broadcast is being presented by West Rock Coffee and brought to you in part by Expressway Airport Parking, Arkansas's best insurance, Chicken King, Ortho Rehab, and Bill Dillard III. Now, it's a close encounter with the Doctor of Football, Fitz Hill.
To be back with you. I know you just got off with Drive Time Sports with Randy and Rick, so glad you stay over for what we call the fifth quarter show, I guess, huh? But during the week, we all have the fifth quarter after the game. But hey, it is the West Rock Coffee Food Intelligence Sports presented by Expressway Airport Parking. That's BHC Insurance with our man, the Doctor of Insurance, Trey Scallion, Ortho Rehab, and Chicken King. And it is great to be here with you for the Recruiting Intelligence Report. Hey, we are excited with our lineup tonight. You know, we don't have any calls, but we steal balls. So get your West Rock Coffee and your Kahuna Cold Brew. Take a chill pill and cool out with us for the next 60 minutes. Our title sponsor, the West Rock Coffee of the West Rock Coffee Food Intelligence Report, is making plays around the globe and supplying America's coffee and tea needs all from Central Arkansas. If you call, West Rock will ball. Put West Rock in the game and let them perk it up for you. Hey, my wingman, the Shug, is in here, and you know we are blessed to have Dr. Rob back in the studio. Uncle B will be getting in the game with us tonight in the fourth quarter as we have some serious recruiting intel that we can want to share with you. You know what Uncle B is always saying? If you ain't paying, they ain't staying. So get in the NIL game or get your ball and go home. Hey, let me open up with prayer. My man, Pastor Drew, is I guess he's on injured reserve tonight. He's supposed to be joining us, but I guess he either getting his ankle taped or somewhere trying to get him put in the game. But Drew, we calling you. Where you at, Pastor? Where you at, Cole, Drew? We want to get you in the game. Hey, Lord, we thank you for tonight. Thank you for this platform to be able to share. And as we continue to strive to honor you in all that we do, we thank you for allowing us to be here tonight. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, if you never visit my website, please check out firstand45.com as we shine a light on the darkness of the black male homicide epidemic. Very few know, and it's rarely discussed, that murder, not car wrecks, not heart disease or cancer, is number one cause of death for black males ages 1 to 44. The result of our silence dealing with gun violence is negatively impacting the ecosystem in our community in disparaging ways. Numbers don't lie, and when aggregated together, they tell a story. The numbers don't often feel good and subsequently are rarely discussed, but feelings are not facts. Facts are facts. And that's how we deal with all intel on the Recruiting Intelligence Report. And that's why I have my guy right here next to me, Pastor Drew, with every Arkansan who's flying next to me in the studio tonight. Glad to have him back. He's been a minute since he's been here, as with Dr. Rob. He has some things we're going to discuss. But, Drew, since my man Coach Baker's not here with us tonight, let's go ahead and kick off into our topic. And we've been having discussion about fatherhood and the things that I'm thinking is really impacting the student athlete population because of all of the negative consequences that comes when the ecosystems are fractured because of the many things negatively that happens when things are out of place.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. I mean, this week we're talking about replacing a coach. We talk about prison, but far too often we forget about prevention, intervention, diversion, and focus a lot on that incarceration side of it. We wait until a young man makes that mistake to step in, but by then, prison's already stolen so many years of their lives and generations of opportunity. When we look at whether that's the athlete, I mean, it doesn't take you missing a few years and you're no longer viable for the sport. And that's why we're so grateful. We just got awarded the new Forge Fatherhood Grant, which stands for Family Opportunities, Resilience, Grit, and Engagement. And this is going to invest in young fathers. And we're going to be equipping them with the skills, confidence, and support systems they need to break these cycles of not only poverty, but of violence. So many of our young men, they grow up just angry. They're just mad at the world. They don't even know what for. But when you start to look at them, it's like, man, there's a piece missing. And it's so important for the father to be a part of their life. And as we look out across our communities, and you and I were together earlier this week, 60% of marriages are in divorce right now. Mm-hmm. We've got one of the highest rates of single parent led households in the country right here in Arkansas. It's more important than ever for us to put men back in the game of these young people's lives if we want to see change. And research shows that children with engaged fathers, man, they're 43% more likely to earn A's in school, far less likely to end up in the criminal justice system, just because of that one relationship being present in their life. So we're excited that we're going to be able to pump this out around the state. We also know that every dollar we spend on prevention saves taxpayers as much as $7 on incarceration costs. Mm-hmm. Putting someone in jail is not cheap.
No.
Matter of fact, you had a quote that you put out the other day. In 20-something states, it cost over $20,000
more. $27,000 more going that we're investing into incarceration, which is more than what we have. I have to change mics. $27,000 more than what we're investing in incarceration is more than what we're doing in education.
Exactly. And I mean, when we all lean on Proverbs 22:6, I mean, train up a child in the way they should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. I mean, we've got to be investing in these young years. We've got to not just throw more dollars at it, but we got to throw more time, more energy, more resources at these young men if we want to prevent and divert them from that negative future.
And I think it's not only the fact that when you're talking about, I mean, because in many situations, I know working with Coach Bill and at Arkansas Baptist, sometimes young men, they just were not, you know, they didn't have the opportunity to have that positive role model in many instances. And so, you know, part of what we hope to do is for those that don't, hey, that we can give them examples of what that is, mm-hmm. you know, replace that. And I know that's what we often do with coaches. Bill, I know you often talk about your coaches replace the father for you. Is that right?
No question. You know, I can't even imagine without the coaches I've had in my life, you know, where I would be right now. I mean, it was just such, and it was not only me, a number of guys that I, mm-hmm. you know, was around. I mean, they were truly like father figures to you. They didn't give you a choice. You know, you're like, okay, I want to go left or right. No, you're going right. I'm not giving you a choice to go left. You're going right. So that mentality we miss a lot. You know, I think it's missed a lot now in young people's lives. You know, some of them that have, you know, when they have parents want to be their buddies all the time instead of, hey, listen, this, we going the right way regardless of what way you think it is. We're going the right way. So, but definitely male role, you know, fathers are, you know, essential to all kids, but especially young men.
And I know when you were leading the athletic department at Arkansas Baptist, you saw, you know, with Coach Wilson and Coach Bailey, yourself and all your coaches, how that is so important, because in many times, you know, when you look at the percentages today that we were replacing, I know how it was for me for just in coaching my time, how I became that father.
I mean, it's no question. I mean, that's just most of the time when you're a coach, you in that position, you know, to replace that positive male role model, that father figure. When we talk about it, you have more kids in trouble, less kids in sports, less kids on the field, and that's a bad combination. I think one of the reasons why, you know, I love doing stuff through sports, like I run the Hawks organization, because it's a great way to reach young people and give them something to strive for and kind of put them, you know, on the right path, And even if they're not on the wrong path, they're going to have bumps in the road that you'll see them. And a lot of times those bumps will turn them around and make them go in the wrong direction. So when you got that positive male role model there, you know, that father figure when the father's not that, and that, you know, that's very instrumental in a lot of kids' lives. So, but I love what Pastor Jewel and them are doing. And I, if I can do anything to help out with that, working with, you know, some of these young fathers, then I'm available, because that's the key.
Right.
Because every kid I've ever had to play for me had a father in the house. It was a different ball game.
Yeah, how you can talk to them.
How I can talk to them, how they take criticism, how they take coaching. You know, it was a different ball game. And I'm not saying that I haven't never had any kids that came from single mothers that wasn't great kids. That's what I'm saying. But I'm saying it was, most of the time, it was a big difference when the father was there.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. So you have to talk. I mean, it's a way that the emotional deal is something that they're more, you can offend easily. And so, you know, when you have a father speaking into a young man and talking in that voice, it's not a foreign language. But, you know, I want to when we're talking about recruiting in Arkansas, the studies that I'm working on right now, as you go back and look and pull the data from the violent crimes of juveniles, particularly just in central Arkansas, and you'll see this in the Delta. I went to a violent crime summit last week in Memphis to examine, you know, how the federal government and state governments are prosecuting criminals and you know, to make our community safer. And that's the suppression that needs to take place. But what I can tell you, if we do not turn off the faucet and do not understand why the age groups of these adults are continuing to commit these crimes and understand their trauma in their lives early on, then we will continue to expand the prison population that we're building, which we have done since 1980s when we had less than 300,000 people incarcerated. In the 21st century, we've been as high as 2.4 million. And in the United States of America, only 5% of the world population, but we're incarcerating nearly 30% of the world prison population. And so we have to look and see, why is that transpiring, and what can we do to change those numbers? And that's why, Drew, that grant is so important. You take, for example, the 47 juveniles from October 22nd, 2022 to December 31st of 2023. There were 47 juveniles charged as adults in Little Rock alone for violent crimes. Now, when I first saw that number, I wanted to stop back and I looked and said, okay, many of those kids were not involved in athletics. They were suspended.
Doc, they were on the radio the other day. I mean, to cut y'all talking about, we don't have enough five stars. It might be some five stars.
Oh, no, it's no question.
You need to get them out of there.
Or you don't even have them to develop.
Right, right.
See what I'm saying? Everybody may not be. But to your point, if you're not in the classroom, if you're not in school, you're not developing, you can't be at basketball practice. You know, Turtle, who works with me, he said that he copped his charge being way suspended. So now, if you suspend them and they can't play, we understand the sterile learning environment. But I'm just saying, you know, I'm amazed at where you get the support you need. Now, when I go speak in prisons and I'm down there, you can get everything you need in prison. Mental health therapy, all the food, you got everything.
I got a good friend that does dental down there. Yeah, that's his job.
Get you. Mm-hmm. So now, you've been smiling with bad teeth till you get to prison.
Yep.
Now, you see what I'm saying?
For some reason, that just doesn't sound right.
But I'm just telling you. But now, because now you have the right to have, you get those resources. And what we're talking about, what if we take this kid? And, you know, and the thing about it is, and thinking about even the juvenile detention facility, when we go out there and serve and we're doing our camps and we're doing the things out there, you realize 85 to 90% of all those kids in the juvenile detention facility were suspended multiple times in elementary school. And so that's why we have to, just like, hey, you and I go, and we go to the doctor, something wrong, we got to go, we don't send them home, we go to get treatment. And that's what we got to do. Hey, I hear the music, we're going into the second quarter. Hey, Stickholders, we're going to talk a little about a few stars and about a few ratings right now. We're going to see where it's at and what we need to do. And we're saying Bill Ingram for the next head football coach at Arkansas. I'm at the University of Arkansas. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Your face, one thing ain't never gonna change. God is good all the time. A football coach told me, the doctor of football, the recruiting prescription used by Oklahoma to sign Brian Bosworth was linked to a common beverage liked by Coach Barry Switzer and Bos's father. Switzer's assistant coach had collected intel and knew the only type of beverage Mr. Bos drank. Consequently, during the home visit, when Bos's father asked Coach Switzer if he wanted something to drink, Coach Switzer replied, only if it was that exact beverage Mr. Bos drank. I will let your imagination roll about that beverage. But I must tell you about the five-star West Rock coffee the Dr. Football is prescribing for all of your coffee needs. Now that I have briefed you, be like Coach Switzer, and when someone asks you if you want a cup of coffee, say, only if it's West Rock coffee.
Hey guys, is life sometimes confusing? You ever find yourself just needing directions? As men, we really need other men to help us figure it out. More than that, we need a model for manhood, who we can look to help. 33 The Series is a video playbook based on the kind of manhood lived by Jesus Christ in his 33 years on earth. Check out our short video trailer at AuthenticManhood.com. Real men aren't afraid to ask for directions.
Each day, circumstances change for people's lives. Some good, some bad. My life changed drastically when my mother suffered a massive stroke and required modifications at home for personal mobility. Have you, family, or friends experienced such? If so, let me prescribe 5-Star Diamond Medical Equipment Supply of Central Arkansas. Put Ted and Cindy in the game if you're in need of medical supply equipment and call them at 501-225-3106. That's Ted or Cindy at 501-225-3106. I'm so happy to be able to fly out of Little Rock again on a regular basis. Didn't realize how special I felt until I pulled back into Expressway Airport parking. I miss my teammates led by my head coach, Drew Baker. Not only is Expressway Airport parking quick, efficient, and saves me money, it also makes me feel good about me, and I know it'll make you feel good about you. If you want slower service, less efficiency, and to spend more money parking, I guess that would be the only reason you wouldn't join our team and park with us. Remember, teamwork makes Expressway Airport parking dream work. It's easy. You call, we haul. On average, 30 black males are murdered each day in the United States. That's about 10,000 annually. Think about this. 30 families are contacted daily that a loved one has been murdered in the streets of America, not a foreign combat zone or a third world country. This hit home with me while serving as president of Arkansas Baptist College when my student, Derek Olivier, was gunned down across the street from campus. I made one of those 30 calls that day. It was and remains the hardest phone call of my life. Right now, I can still hear the screams from Derek's mother. It changed my life as well as changed their family life forever. This is why I launched firstin45.com to bring awareness to this epidemic and to create a game plan to save our sons now. We'd love for you to join our First in 45 team. You call, we ball, and together we save lives.
I'm Craig O'Neill, and I got a question for you. One of the five smartest things you've ever done. Of course, I have no way of knowing what's on your list unless you own a Genesis. Then that day you discovered Genesis of Conway would make the top five easily. You see, you don't test drive a Genesis. You don't buy one. You don't own one. You love a Genesis. And with the 26s they can show you, it'll be love at first sight. Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
Oaklawn Sports presents Hog Road Tripping with David Basil. Baz is hitting the road following the Razorbacks all season long to all their road games, exploring the cities and stadiums, and bringing it all to you on your social media platforms. Watch for Hog Road Tripping with Baz, brought to you by Oaklawn Sports.
It's the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report with Fitz Hill.
Hey, we got the doctor audiology bumping over here. Hey, Damon, y'all can see him in the studio. That's his song right there. But hey, we're gonna go right now and see if we can't get some cure from some on our ears for insurance. We got the doctor of insurance, Trey Scallion. Hey, Trey, how you doing, bro?
Hey, good, Doc. How you doing, man?
Oh, man, it's always good. You know, I got Suge and Dr. Rob in the studio with me. Pastor Drew just left, so it's always good. Look forward to you join us in the studio. I know you're out there humping it, man, with the insurance and trying to get everybody secured and make sure BHC, make sure everybody's covered.
That's right, man. No fumble.
No fumbles, no fumbles. So tell us a little bit about what's going on, and if somebody needs to get some insurance, how you can prescribe it for them as a doctor of insurance.
Yeah, man, it's good to be back on. I hadn't seen Dr. Rob in a long time, so I keep saying I'm gonna get up to the studio, and I will next time we're on. But yeah, BHC, I had the furniture delivered to the office on Monday. Stay tuned. We're going to have a kickoff party announced pretty soon. Look forward to having you over there. Hopefully Dr. Rob should come by and see me. We're at Breckenridge Village on Rodney Peril.
We might just need to do a show over there.
I think we need to do it. Yeah, we need to do that. Remote show over there.
Yeah, we just need to do a show over there.
Shout out to Lee Culpepper over at Adams Pest Control. They're a new client of BHC's now. We're running plays, making plays for them on their property and casualty insurance. And he had asked, too, at some point about doing a remote over there. So we'll talk about that, too, if you want to.
Yeah, we put everybody in the game. You know what I say? If they balling, we call it.
they kill bugs at my house.
Yeah, that's good. But, no, hey, we're always excited about what you're doing and BHC Insurance. Man, glad for you guys to be on the team. If somebody's looking for a way to reach you for you to put them in the game and cover them, what numbers they need to call Trey and how can they find – is there a website they can go to? What do they need to do?
EHCA.com or my cell phone at 501-278-0105, or they can call the doctor of football and you can hook them up.
Yeah, if they call me, definitely you know that I'm going to definitely put them in the game and make sure that they're getting everything that they need, because you're my guy. Hey, we've been together for – going over two decades, and so you haven't fumbled yet. So I like to give you the ball and let you run. So you keep making plays out there and making sure everybody's safe, okay?
We got you, Doc. Thank you.
All right, until next time. That's Trey Scallion, BHC Insurance. Hey, if you want to get in touch with him, just shoot me a text or hit me on DM me, and I'll get you with the doctor of insurance. Hey, Dr. Rob, you wasn't here with us last time, but Suge was a little bit amazed, and I'm looking at how this is going to play out right now, even though I'm kind of really amused by how the games are still impacting. You take a team like Notre Dame, taking with two losses, will still have a way to back themselves if they went out into the 12-team championship.
That's amazing.
It is. But they've lost to quality people. Mm-hmm. But then when you look and see how the blue chip ratio that I'm just really, really – amused by to look at, like last year, that that SEC had three teams in the 12, Big Ten had four, the ACC had two, the Big 12 had one, the Mountain West one, and Boise State and Notre Dame was independent. So what I was looking at that to said, okay, how does this blue chip ratio works, and how accurate is it? Well, last year, you know, as we're talking about the championship, because if you win the SEC, then you in the top 12, you in the league. And so if you play in the game, you in there. So when you're looking at last year, the people playing for the championship, how you had Texas, Georgia, and then you had Tennessee, and really, I call it cannibalism because we beat each other up. See, right now we're just eating everybody because you would think with 12 teams that you would have five programs out of the SEC that make. Because right now, if you look, you say, well, what outliers who were not in the blue chip ratio, which really speaks to his coaching, is Ole Miss, and then when you look in the Big Ten, Indiana. Well, Vandy, I want to say, mm-hmm. Pavia said that if they do what they're supposed to do on Saturday, it won't be close. Now that's a big statement. Now
it is.
Hey, that's noise. That's some trash talking right there.
Now think about what I know. He said, hey,
it won't be close.
Won't be close.
Wow.
Now
he gave him some bulletin board material.
Boy, did he?
I mean, you know, they're 5-0. You know, if he wins, he probably gonna win the Heisman.
Well, you got to think about Doc. When you're a team like that, and you playing Alabama, you done beat them once. And when you want to bring much attention to the game as you can,
right?
Because, like you said, if he somehow, you know, if they somehow win that game, then he looks like even if they don't, he's saying they're gonna blow him out. If they don't, if they win the game, that puts him in a running for the Heisman, and it puts them probably in a running
for the playoffs.
For the playoffs.
No question. They're 5-0 right now. No doubt. And check this out. So on the blue chip ratio for this year, you take Alabama is at 89% chance them and Ohio State to win the national championship based on their recruiting. Well, Evander's not even in the top 50% of that, just based on the athletes they have. But that's, I'm always telling you, that's when you have a transformational quarterback like that kid, you know, that knowing that he's not going to be an NFL caliber player. This week, the judge just threw out the case. So he might can come back and play another year, you know. Wow. And if he getting that $2.5-3 million, I'm sure he'll try to come on back, you know.
Why not?
We know with the NIL. But think about this, guys. And Bill, he didn't know this, and Rob, and I wanted to reiterate that from what we had last month when we discussed this. You only have 5 teams that have won the SEC championship over the last 20 in the 21st century. Florida, 3, LSU, Georgia, Auburn, and Alabama. So when you go back down here and look, if you look and see this, Tennessee was in the 90s when last time that they won theirs, all right? But Texas, all right, now is in being in the SEC is representing. But it's so tough to have a chance to do it. Now look at these outliers and what's the difference that they have to make these programs get to that next level. And what can you learn from them? Because we would be an outlier.
Oh, yeah.
University of Arkansas. So these are the teams that you have to study, because most of these teams, with the exception of Oklahoma. Why do y'all think Oklahoma, when you look at the small states in this SEC members, Oklahoma is really the only state that's not in a populated area. All right?
Yep.
Then you got Tennessee, that's 54% in Oklahoma. So when the blue chip ratio, Oklahoma and Tennessee are your smallest states as far as population. But because of their recruiting tradition, they have Oklahoma set a 70% chance of winning the national championship, and Tennessee have 50. So it doesn't even matter. You have to be over 50 to be in consideration. Mm-hmm. And why does that correlate? Because last year, the blue chip ratio for 2024, Ohio State was at 90%. Mm. They won it.
Wow.
That is. I mean, that's it. And who they play against? Notre Dame, 67%. So they were almost at 70%. They played for the national championship. So what I'm saying with a great degree of certainty, you won't have anybody really playing for a national championship. Hey, Boise State should probably – just think about it. When we saw Boise in there last year, they were a good team. But I mean, that was a spot. Ole Miss could have been in there and competed.
Yeah. By then, you're not going to sneak up on it.
No, exactly right. I mean, so then when you go Arizona – I mean, all those teams were good competitive teams, but to my knowledge, and I heard, you know, a commentator saying, when you think about Oklahoma, who've been playing for championship, I don't think they'll make it in this year. Now, they have the percentage, say 70%, but man, so that means for them to make it, they don't have to be in the top four. So to do that, look who's ahead of them before they get there. So you got Alabama, Georgia, Texas A&M, Texas, and LSU. So they would have – something would fall. LSU probably has knocked themselves – Florida, they're not even contention anymore.
Mm-mm.
Auburn, not even contention anymore.
No.
Okay? So now on the other side, and I want Uncle B, we're going to talk about Oregon, because, man, can you – Oregon, you take that state and those players, and they went on the road to Penn State last week, and they beat in double overtime – Penn State. And so how does this continue, you know, with what they're doing? What can you learn from these programs like this, particularly when you're outside of the SEC? Texas Tech, Iowa State, Georgia Tech, Missouri, Memphis, Louisville, Arizona State, Indiana, those are programs that you can say that one or two of those are going to get into into this 12-team playoff. It's so interesting to look at how this number works based on, you know, Clemson last year, 64%, they got in. A&M, they got in. Oregon, 76%, they got in based on their recruiting. But, hey, listen, Dr. Rob got some intel for us on how to stay healthy. He's going to be coming back with us, but we've got to continue a little bit more. We're going to talk about first-rounders from the state of Arkansas. Hey, stay tuned to the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report presented by Expressway Airport.
I recently completed an evaluation of rehabilitation therapy and services, and to no surprise, it was revealed that Dr. Rob of Ortho Rehab and Specialty Centers received a 5-star rating, meaning Dr. Rob is the big baller in the rehab business. You got back pain, hamstring problems? I'm prescribing two words for you, Dr. Rob. Call him at 501-975-4040 and tell him the Dr. Football sent you for his 5-star treatment. This is Coach Fitzhill, also known as a Doctor of Football, and I approve this message.
You had Chicken King? It's on and popping. Chicken King is truly the king of fried food. Have you ever had a Chicken King pork chop? It's fire. The catfish is crunchy and tasty. Add hot and the tartar sauces? Well, that will put it in the 5-star lineup. The chicken wings? Well, that's really why they call it Chicken King. But all the chicken offerings qualify for the Doctor of Football starting lineup, and that's why I'm prescribing Chicken Kings for your stomach's desires. Chicken Kings are located in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Bryant, and my hometown of Arkadelphia. Put Chicken King in the game, and if you call, they will ball in serving your order. Questions? Call 501-562-5573 and let them handle your fried food orders.
As I look back over my life, I realize I have fumbled in many areas. Thank God that he did not put me out of the game. My high school and college teammate, Steve Snyder, together we battled opponents on the fields and courts of competition in search of winning outcomes on the scoreboard. But today, Brother Steve is trying to score for our Heavenly Father by spreading the gospel through 33 The Series, a multi-volume video series that gives men a vision for manhood modeled by Jesus Christ himself. For detailed information on how you can get in the game with Authentic Manhood, go to authenticmanhood.com. It's time to get in the game with Jesus.
The Doctor of Football is putting Blue Train custom apparel and signage into my starting lineup for 2022. Last August, I was running out of time when I needed t-shirts for the 16 Goal Youth Football Program. I went deep with the Hail Mary and Blue Train made a play. Then I found out they could play more than one position. Our church needed our 2 Fish and 5 Loaves outreach van wrap. Blue Train signage, transform our bus, we are rolling. Need t-shirts, hats, or a vehicle wrap? Call Blue Train at 501-353-0556 or check out my teammate at bluetrainapparel.com.
Each day, circumstances change for people's lives, some good, some bad. My life changed drastically when my mother suffered a massive stroke and required modifications at home for personal mobility. Have you, family, or friends experienced such? If so, let me prescribe 5-Star Diamond Medical Equipment Supply of Central Arkansas. Put Ted and Cindy in the game if you are in need of medical supply equipment and call them at 501-225-3106. That's Ted or Cindy at 501-225-3106.
Arkansas Best Insurance, your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs. We do our best to put your insurance concerns to rest. We basically bury your concerns. Ain't that right, the doctor of insurance, Trey Scallion of Arkansas Best?
Game on, Doc. Put us in the game.
You do it all. You're called Arkansas Best for a reason.
Call the play. Watch us score for you.
Automobiles?
We're rolling with you.
Home insurance?
Your home is safe with auto owners and Arkansas Best Insurance.
Nonprofits and board insurances?
We got you, Doc.
Surety bonds?
And Arkansas Best. You can trust.
Business insurance?
No fumbles.
General liabilities?
We got your assets covered.
That's why I joined the team at Arkansas Best Insurance with the doctor of insurance, Trey Scallion. Let him make insurance plays for you. If you call, I promise you, he will ball. That's the doctor of insurance, Trey Scallion at Arkansas Best Insurance at 501-278-0105. 501-278-0105.
It's the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report with Fitz Hill.
Give me a ho if you got your funky bus fare.
Hey, it's a double Dutch bus coming down the street. My man Mike Loggins, he at home. He dancing to that. That was back when he was at CrossFit. Mike, I know you're double Dutch is back there. I appreciate you reaching out to me, home team. But Mike said he not betting on Vandy. He said he going with Alabama. He said he won't know if you got any takers out there. But hey, we just sitting there thinking about it though. But we said I got Pavia. He's done a masterful job bringing attention to the game.
No question.
Because that's where the game ESPN is setting up shop at Vandy. Really? I mean, for Vandy in Alabama, wow. They're going down there to Bryant Denny Stadium.
Doc, he's brilliant. He has nothing to lose. If they go in there and which they gonna have Bama beat them, then
that's
it's like
supposed to.
That's what's supposed to happen. But if I want to watch that game because he said that.
Yeah, everybody said that. Yeah, he bring the attention to himself. But hey, log dog say how many? Let me know how many points you'll give him, log, if you know for to take that bet. Hey, listen, I was reading. I was trying to, you know, my goal is to be around as a maybe for a minute, keep coaching my grandkids, and so I started looking at the things that I need to do. And Rob, I've been sharing with you the Heart Association recommends certain things as far as our body, you know, quit the fructose, sweat the cardio, eat whole grains, sleep smart. Those things in the book that I've just been looking at because of my family history, right? You know, as I shared with you, lost my dad at 51. My mother had aneurysm at 50. Oldest brother died at 41. Mm-hmm. So I'm just fortunate. Hopefully I can, you know, continue to sustain and trying to do things as natural as possible. Those things you share with me today, why are those things so important on
the
body?
Yeah, and let's go into why. There are about 4 points we're going to make here. But we've got to cut down on the simple sugars. That's the high fructose corn syrup. And we all
and,
need
and
to.
When you say that, define what do you find
it's
those
a,
in?
It's a simple sugar, and it's found in all your candies. Okay? Halloween's coming up. All your candies. And the problem with high fructose corn syrup is it's digested in the liver. That can lead you to have a fatty liver, and it also deposits fat around your midsection.
Right.
So we've got to watch the simple sugars and also things that are easily broken down, like most pastas that are wheat-based, because they are easy molecules to break down. They're called simple carbohydrates. Now, complex carbohydrates are healthier and they're prebiotic in nature.
And what are those?
That means that eating leafy greens like spinach and things like that. Broccoli is fantastic because not only is it a green vegetable, but it's also very high in protein. Beans, leguminous plants, are very, very healthy because, again, it's harder for the body to break them down, and it feeds the bacteria in your gut the right things. Sugar feeds the wrong bacteria. Okay. That's why it makes it a whole lot easier to get sick if you're not eating right.
Right.
If you're not eating right. It's also important exercise-wise to be mindful that you're really working the cardiovascular system appropriately. It's great to have muscle, but certain exercise that is high intensity but low endurance is really not doing you a whole lot of favors. As far as your heart health, your general health, cardiovascular health.
And you're saying the consistency in walking. And
yes, walking. And it just like for dosed exercise, you should be able to do most of the exercise if you're focused on cardiovascular health for 25 to 30 repetitions. If you're in the gym and you can only pump out 4 or 5 repetitions,
what's wrong?
It can get you swole, but it's not doing your heart system any help.
Right.
Okay?
And if you're not in there trying to brute somebody out the way, it's not really benefiting.
Well, no, it's
game.
Not. It's different purpose for different exercise.
No question.
Right. Different purpose for different exercise. Now, back to diet. It's important to eat whole grains, things that are harder to digest. So if you see whole grain wheat on the back of the package, that's good. If it's just bleached wheat that's already processed, that's bad because that's going to function more like a sugar and be digest easily, primarily in the liver, and depositing around our abdomen, which is not good.
Right, right. So whole wheat is good.
Whole wheat products. You can look at it and look and see that it has more of a texture and color to it that maintains a lot of the nutrients that help with the digestive tract in a prebiotic and probiotic sense. It's just good for you. It's just better for you.
Right. Well, I tell you, so we heard that. We're going to keep the sugars down.
Keep your sugars
down. You know, and I'm sitting here drinking, and when it says over here, like when it says added sugar included in electrolytes type of drink, which I try to do because I try to limit, is this a bad sugar?
It depends on what kind.
Right.
Okay, if it's high fructose corn syrup, it's bad.
It's bad. Okay.
Okay,
and that's the reason why people and your sodas.
A lot of your sodas and a lot of your candies have a lot of high fructose corn syrup. Again, that are processed in the liver, that are going to make your liver fatty, and it's also going to be deposited around your abdomen.
I got you. I'm glad to know. Hey, I want to get back in the last 5 minutes. Thanks, Rob. That's the deep intel, and I'm going to continue to use as I go walking tonight to understand what the American Heart Association recommends that we eat. Y'all realize that, Shug, you had mentioned earlier about the draft picks and five stars and looking at, you know, really how that develops. So I was going back since Lou Holtz, you realize we've had from Arkansas in 1979, Dan Hampton from Arkansas, Wayne Martin from Arkansas, and he's coached 1989, Sean Andrews in 2004, Matt Jones 2005, Jamal Anderson 2007, Darren McFadden 2008. I want you to go there and look at that. Coach Nutt had a run of first round draft picks, man, from 2004 to 2008, and that was just from Arkansas.
Yeah.
Now there were more that were in there because you take Felix in 2000. So, but I'm just looking at to the deal what we're talking about, the populated states. Back from Oklahoma and Oregon. So if you go back and look at these individual small states, during the 2004 to 2008, that's very, very impressive for a small state like Arkansas to have that run of players. We knew, and just think about the, you know, Darren McFadden, we all knew that. Matt Jones, he was a great athlete, basketball, yes, and football player.
All these guys on here are basketball
That's the reason I was bringing this out to you, because you're always talking about those athletes that should be playing, you know, football that maybe not even – they may be free agents in basketball, but these are first-rounders in football. And so just think about how that run under Coach Nutt from 2004 to 2008, that you got four, five – and not seven. And Jamal wasn't even a highly recruited football player. Danny Nutt, I remember him coming. He was telling for a long time, hey, man, that he might be the best athlete on the field. But then he grows in to be
even Wayne Martin was a basketball player. athlete. Yep.
And that's the things that I wanted to show for this, you know, it's always, even though you in a small state, letting them play both.
You know,
gives you an opportunity because, you know, what if these kids would say, well, I don't want to play football. I don't want to play basketball. You know, Jamal Anderson had to – he was developed into it because he wasn't a five-star, you know, coming out. But that's to the point that I was talking about, allowing the athletes to develop. So then if you go back and look and realize since, I don't know, the time that I was looking at it, that I was counting all the way back since 1962, 19 Razorbacks have been drafted in the first round, okay? And of those, it goes back, the most, seven of the 19 are from Arkansas. So once again, that's our number. And so if we don't have that number, the things that we have to realize, that's why when I was a recruiting coordinator, you know, I-20 from Shreveport to Jackson, I treated like Arkansas. Because you don't change to Baton, you don't change to the Cajun until you get to Alexandria. So but everything from Shreveport, Richard Smith, Ken Anderson, you go come Rustin, J.J. Meadows, Kenny Wright, Anthony Lucas, Marvin Caston. So when you start looking at that, so now you got to compete. And, you know, and for whatever it's worth, many of those were able to take unofficial visits to the game in Little Rock. You know what I'm saying? So now that was a deal that I talked to Coach Anderson today. Coach Anderson called me. He called me. We were talking on the phone. He was checking in. He said, hey, you know, I was just driving through, because he's living in Dallas now.
Yeah.
He said, I was just driving through, and I went through Arkadelphia, your hometown in Hope. And he said, I just realized, he said, that was a nice little drive from Hope to Fayetteville, Arkadelphia to Fayetteville, driving to Hope. He said, I said, yeah. I said, that was the reason why we always like kids from Shreveport, Monroe. You know, they could just come up to Little Rock. And I said, I know it's not a home game, but if you look at that drive and for those people to have access, man, Little Rock helped us in recruiting during that time. However, hey, man, I know as a head coach, wanting to get the kids home and and want to play at home. So I got all that. I'm just talking about the recruiting advantages from proximity.
If, Doc, if you winning games and you got putting 55,000 or 60,000 people in the stadium and ain't nobody else in there for another team, that's a home game. Forget that. Anybody saying that, that's just silly.
Hey, we're going into the fourth quarter. You heard that from Suge, and he said he approved this message. And we'll be right back now with the West Rock Conference Recruiting Intelligence Show.
A football coach told me, the doctor of football, the recruiting prescription used by Oklahoma to sign Brian Bosworth was linked to a common beverage liked by Coach Barry Switzer and Bos's father. Switzer's assistant coach had collected intel and knew the only type of beverage Mr. Bos drank. Consequently, during the home visit, when Bos's father asked Coach Switzer if he wanted something to drink, Coach Switzer replied, only if it was that exact beverage Mr. Bos drank. I will let your imagination roll about that beverage. But I must tell you about the five-star West Rock coffee the Dr. Football is prescribing for all of your coffee needs. Now that I have briefed you, be like Coach Switzer, and when someone asks you if you want a cup of coffee, say, only if it's West Rock coffee.
It has been said that ignorance is bliss, but the doctor of football also believes that knowledge can produce a burden within the soul, and I have a heavy burden. Did you know that homicide, not car wrecks, cancer, or heart disease is the number one cause of death for black males ages 1 to 44? This epidemic rarely gets discussed or receives the attention of similar health crises. That's why the doctor of football is working to create awareness of this homicide virus and formulate a game plan to help black males reach the age of 45. Now that you know, join our team by getting in the game with us at firstand45.com. That's firstand45.com. Make a play, save a life.
I don't normally eat fried food, but when I do, you will find me at Chicken King getting my grub on. I love catfish, and when I am in search of a three-piece dinner of catfish with hot sauce and tartar sauce, you will find the Doctor of Football huddling up at Chicken King. Got a play for you to run. Go to Chicken King, located in North Little Rock, Bryant, or my hometown of Arkadelphia, and before you order, tell them the Doctor of Football wrote a prescription for your fried food desires. Check it out. You won't be disappointed. In fact, you will probably want to run that same play again and get another order very soon. They are the heavyweight champion of fried food. That's Chicken King, the five-star fried food cuisine. It's the real deal. For more information, call 501-562-5573 and tell them the Doctor of Football prescribed them.
Hey guys, for those of us who love sports, we know the value of team. In life, every man needs teammates to help him be better than he can be alone. 33 The Series is a video playbook based on the kind of manhood lived by Jesus Christ in his 33 years on earth. Check out our short video trailer at AuthenticManhood.com. Better yet, get a group of guys together and experience it as a team.
Arkansas Best Insurance. You can't be called the best unless you're performing better than the rest. And that's why I, the Doctor of Football, did an audible and switched to Arkansas Best Insurance. One-stop shop for all your insurance needs. That's right. You got insurance needs? I got your prescription. He's back and better than before. It's the Doctor of Insurance, Trey Scallion. My guy Trey is balling with Arkansas Best Insurance, providing the best coverage with companies like Auto Owners, who will make plays for you while minimizing the pain of writing insurance checks. Give my five-star partner, Trey Scallion, also known as the Doctor of Insurance, the nod, and he will come off the bench to take care of your insurance needs. Call my guy at 501-278-0105.
For over 30 years, Pickup Truck Accessory Warehouse has been Arkansas's truck accessory headquarters and the only stop for all your truck parts and accessories. If it goes on a truck, Pickup Truck Accessory Warehouse has got it. And that includes upgrading your truck with Vortex spray liners. Tough, durable, proudly made in the USA. Their spray liners can protect your truck for years to come. Call Pickup Truck Accessory Warehouse at 501-568-0040 to schedule your spray. Or stop by 65th and University.
Fall is the perfect time to spruce up the exterior of your home or your business. And if you're like me, there's only one company to call, CertaPro Painters. What stands out the most? Their attention to detail. They carefully prep every surface, make sure trim lines are sharp, and even touch up any small spots, even ones you didn't notice, at no extra charge. They go the extra mile because they want you to be happy and they care about their work. Each CertaPro Painters business is independently owned and operated. For your home or business, make sure you schedule CertaPro. Don't wait. Their calendar fills up quick. Schedule your free estimate at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C.
It's the WestRock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report with Fitz Hill.
Hey, we're getting ready to wrap it up. Fourth quarter, we're going to finish strong, and I tell you, we've got Uncle B joining us, and it's going to be real interesting football. There's a lot of good high school ball going on, and man, my team, Arkadelphia, had a chance, lost to Nashville in a fluke play, and so, but great high school football. I mean, the weather's changing, and you'll see it getting a little bit cooler. But you know, guys, we were just talking about first round draft picks and recruiting. And as I shared with Uncle B this morning, and I want him to kind of look at it because, you know, Uncle B, you know, gets on the creative side. And when I start looking, if I was trying to model a program based on similarities, you know, it wouldn't be something for us to say, oh, let's go do what Texas was doing. Well, we don't have that many people as Texas has. Oh, let's do what Florida. We don't have that. So you have to find states, you know, OU, Nebraska. I went to Nebraska. Those type of small states are things that I think that we pattern ourselves after. And if you go back and look, you know, Nebraska being a small state, since they're going to Big Ten, they struggle.
Nothing.
You know?
Yep.
I think OU, you know, before we left the Southwest Conference, we left with two championships in 88, 89. We haven't won an outright championship since we joined the SEC. So it's going to be real interesting to see what OU over there dominating, going to the playoffs. Now they come over here to the cannibalism league where they just eat you alive over here. So, now you got to be 1 or 4 to 5 to go. They would have, I think, with the team they had last year, they're undefeated now. But it's going to be hard, you know. Right now, they think Ole Miss is in the top five, and they're not even in the deal. But they got a great quarterback who came from Division II program that's doing things. But Oregon is the outlier. All right, they were number one seed last year in the playoffs and went on the road. And Uncle B, I sent Uncle B some information, but I'm gonna let y'all. I thought this is interesting. Before I hit you, Uncle B, I'm gonna ask them this question. Do you know that were 10 players in Alabama last year? Two players left the state, okay? And do you know where the number one player went out of the state of Alabama? The number one football player,
Oregon.
Wow, now think about that.
Wow.
Okay, the number one football player in Oregon didn't go to Alabama or Auburn, went to Oregon, number one cornerback. Now, there has to be something going on. I mean, and I'm trying to say, you know, and I said, Uncle B, get some intel. But just think about Oregon and so how different they are, the flair. You coming down to the South. And look, when I was at San Jose recruiting, Oregon, it rains all the time. I had a kid who come back, his parents, could he transfer back to San Jose and could he come to school here because he said the weather depressed him because it rains all year. That's why they call it Ducks. Mm-hmm. And in California, it was always sunny. You got 300 days of sunshine. So you go there, you got 300 days of rain almost.
Yes.
I mean, that's why they call them the Ducks, all right? But now Oregon then went down to Bama and Auburn and took the number one player. Uncle B, what you think they had down there? Did they have a big bag or Phil Knight?
Coach, it was definitely Phil Knight. I mean, everybody has the bag now, okay? Everybody has facilities. Everybody has pretty girls. So what separates them is Nike. Mm-hmm. And you're talking to 17, 18-year-olds who are Nike crazy. They get down there and see Tiger Woods building. They see Michael Jordan. They see Kobe. They see all these big-time figures with Nike, and they get an unlimited Nike. But I think what Arkansas has to do, like I said, we got to find that niche. We got to be creative.
And we don't have to be creative because we don't have to reinvent the wheel. We go back to what you guys were doing when you were on the staff and you were winning. You're promoting and you're selling that Northwest Arkansas is the corporate capital of the world. And if you come here and you handle your business, once you're finished playing football, because we all know NFL stands for not for long, you can come back here and got A-plus schools. You can get you a corporate job in corporate America. Ask Raymond House. Ask, there's so many different examples of Richard Smith. What wide receiver you had this?
Sparky Hamilton. Michael Snowden.
Sparky, yeah,
all of them up
the
there.
The one from Stuttgart.
Hubert Loudermill.
Hubert Loudermill with Walmart gets to raise his children in Bentonville. They go into A-plus schools. We got to sell that, and we got to get back. But it takes Arkansas people to know that if you do well in Arkansas, they're going to take care of you. Look at Anthony Lucas, took over one of the most prestigious high school programs in Arkansas. Had he not been a Razorback, you think Lucas would be the head coach at PA right now?
No.
the power that hog. I mean, you know, that's what – and, Bill, you know, you think about it in basketball.
Yeah, it, like you said, I can name a number of guys.
Yeah.
And look at Carl Baker working for J.B. Hunt, been working for him graduated from Arkansas. He's a VP over there, transportation list. What do you call it? The travel part. They transportation
logistics
over in Dallas. So, I mean, it's so many examples of that. And like you said, like Uncle B said, take Arkansas people to really be able to sell that.
Yeah, right.
Now these guys, all these guys thinking, of course, they looking for they gonna get that bag. Everybody's not gonna get that bag, and that's a tough conversation to have with people sometimes because they don't want to hear that because they all think they gonna be the one to go play 10, 11 years, 12 years, and be rich when they get finished. So that's where the people around them, the adults in the room, the parents, and the people around them. Got to come in and explain this, that it's going to be life after basketball.
Right.
And when you get done playing, you virtually still going to be a young man. So,
well, yeah, and to your point, I was talking about either Northern Louisiana, that's what I used to tell them, Marvin Kasten Foundation. I mean, all the kids that you know that we're thinking about how that's going to work, that you're trying to set them up outside the NCAA, I often say the other 90% is going to go pro in something else other than sports. And you know, and that's what would happen. But I think if you look right now, you're talking about uniqueness. Uncle B, Oregon with their uniforms. You don't ever know what helmets they're going to wear.
Yeah.
You know, all that kind
clean
of
now.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. That plays into the young kids today, right, Uncle B?
Yeah, that's a big thing. And that's why I say if you're going to recruit them at where they are as young men and sell them on uniforms and all that thing, or you can recruit them on their future and treat them as men and let them know that, hey, one day you're going to be a husband. You're going to be the head of a family. You're going to have bills to pay. So it's however you look at it, because if you think about it, everybody's got uniforms now. Everybody's got multiple uniforms now. The alumni might not like it, but we got the anthracite. We got the all red. We got the white. You know, I don't know. I haven't seen black uniforms, but in basketball we have. So, I mean, we can get the uniforms, but Oregon, you can't go out and get a Walmart or a J.B. Hunt or a Kaiser, and you can't strategically place them within a 35-minute radius.
Right.
Great point.
Yeah. No, that's it. But hey, a professor once told me, you know, if you're not better than somebody else, they say to be better, you must be different, you know, in order to pass them. And so that's what we're saying. We got to find very creative ways to move ahead if we want to be in this national conversation because, you know, Oregon.
Can't be better than Vanderbilt, though. Come on.
Yeah, you got to. You got to. I mean, you're exactly right. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, Ole Miss used to be almost like a laughing stock. Yeah. Now we – it's almost like we can't even touch them anymore.
What they say, beat the M, the school to start with the M. But we you know, it's a struggle. But we got to get the ballers. If you call them ballers, God, thank you for tonight. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Until next time, be safe. God bless you. And we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Amen.